Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever met another believer who is in the middle of a spiritual battle, but they don't know that they're in one? I mean, they are being attacked left, right, and center. Their marriage is under attack, and they think it's their friends who are the problem. They're sick in their bodies, but the doctor can't seem to find a cause. Their money isn't adding up, even though they have automated their saving. Nothing makes sense to them regardless of what's going on because there is a lack of knowledge. The first line in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." A lack of knowledge.
I want to tell you two things. The first thing will be what the devil loves, and the second will be what the devil hates. The devil loves to make you fearful. The devil loves to introduce fear into the life of a believer, and let me tell you why. Fear is the opposite of faith. The Word of God calls us to live by faith and trust that God is in complete control. That's why we're told to not be anxious about anything. We're told not to worry, not to let our hearts be troubled over and over again. And this is because God wants us to live by faith and trust Him in every moment for every need. But the devil, he wants the complete opposite for you and I. He doesn't want us to live by faith, so he introduces fear. And when you begin to live with the spirit of fear in your life, you begin to go against God's word and you're filled with anxiety. You're worrying about what you will eat and drink, and of course your heart is troubled. This is the damage that the spirit of fear brings. Look at what the Bible calls us to do. The Bible calls us to be courageous. Fear is the opposite of that. The Bible calls us to be bold. Fear is the opposite. The Bible calls us to trust God. Fear is the opposite because you doubt that God can be trusted with whatever you're worried about. This is why the devil loves to introduce fear into people's lives. However, let me tell you this. If there is one thing the devil can't stand, it's a man or woman who rejects the spirit of fear. A person who is not intimidated by what they see, but someone who is governed by the word of God. I want to talk to you about a man who had everything. He had a beautiful family. He had a beautiful wife. He had wealth. And above all else, he was a man who feared God.
This man's name is Job. And here's a summary of his story. Job was a wealthy man living in a land called Uz with his large family and extensive flocks. He was a man of good character. The Bible describes him as blameless and upright. But one day, the devil appears before God in heaven. God boasts to the devil about Job's goodness, but Satan argues and says, "You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." The devil suggests that if you took away Job's blessings, he would curse you to your face. God allows Satan to torment Job, to test this bold claim, but he forbids Satan to take Job's life in the process. And then, in one day, here is what happened. First, a messenger came to tell Job that the Sabaeans attacked and stole all of his livestock and then killed his servants with them. Next, before that servant can finish, another comes and tells him that fire fell from heaven and burned up all of his sheep and killed the servants with them. Then another comes to say to him that raiders have stolen his camels and killed those servants. And then the last straw, a great wind came and caused the house to fall on all of his children, and they were killed. So here is a man who was considered righteous and God-fearing by God himself, and in 24 hours, he had his entire world turned upside down, with the most extreme circumstances happening. We can learn so many lessons from Job.
We learn that no matter how good you are, how upright you are,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
No matter how prim and proper you are as a Christian, trouble can and will come your way. There's no denying that. We also learn that when all appears to be lost, when the devil looks to have got your back against the wall, if you continue to have faith in God, then the battle is not over. The story of Job also teaches us that God allows his children to face tough and challenging situations in order for him to be glorified in the end. God shows us through Job that he can restore that which looks to have been lost. He can anoint and bless you with a double portion. All of these are important lessons for us to learn from, to understand, and to use as reference points when we encounter our own difficulties. But I want to draw your attention to the devil. I want you to learn about how the enemy fights against believers. Because when you can identify how the enemy attacked Job, you'll be better prepared to recognize an attack in your own life. Now, for you to understand the context of the situation between God, Job, and Satan, you have to know that the devil's theory was that no man serves God without personal, material gain. The devil was of the mind that if God didn't bless those that serve him, those people wouldn't serve. In fact, the devil went as far as believing that if God didn't bless those that served him, those people would curse and hate God. The Bible says in Job chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, "Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." The devil believed that should God remove his hand from Job's hands, and if he were to lose his possessions, Job would then curse God to his face. Now, we all know how the story goes. God gave Satan permission to touch all that Job had, except for his life. And I want you to pay attention to the means in which the devil touched Job's life. Job chapter 1, verse 14 to 18 reads, "And there came a messenger to Job and said, 'The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, 'The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, 'The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." I want you to take note of the three agents used of the devil here. The devil used the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans to bring Job down. The lesson here is that Satan can use other people in order to attack you. The second agent is the elements. Verse 16 says, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them." Verse 18 then goes on to read, "Behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house." So the devil used people. He used the Sabaeans and Chaldeans. And then he used the weather elements. He used fire and wind in order to strike Job. And if you read Job chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible reads, "So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head." The devil used disease. He attacked Job with illness from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And it didn't stop there. Job chapter 2, verse 9 reads, "Then his wife said to him, 'Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die.'" The devil tried to get Job through his wife. An ungodly woman encouraged him to do the very thing the devil wanted, which was for him to curse God and die. So to recap, we've covered four agents of the devil on earth. Four ways in which the devil can come into a person's life in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Number one is the Sabaeans and Chaldeans. Number two is the elements. Number three is disease. Number four is your inner circle, the company you keep, anyone from a family member to a spouse. So this is not just about people. This is about those close to you. So the first point regarding the Sabaeans and Chaldeans is that the devil can and does use people. His very first attack against Job included other people. He used the Sabaeans and Chaldeans to destroy his family and possessions. And the lesson here is that you need to be guarded when it comes to who you allow to get close to you or your family. The devil can use people. He can influence people and even plant people so that they can destroy the seed and gifts and potential within you. So be guarded against this. The second area was the elements. It was fire that burned up his sheep and some of his servants. The wind struck the four corners of the house his children were in, and it collapsed. Now, this is not to say every devastating act of nature is from the devil. No. But rather, we need to be aware that he can perform signs and wonders, and in the case of Job, he used nature to destroy. Remember that the Bible refers to the devil as the god of this world, meaning he has the ability to oversee evil in this world. But overall, he lacks the power to defeat Jesus Christ. The devil can also be the source of illness and disease. He attacked Job with a disease. Luke 13, verse 11 and 12 reads, "And behold, there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, 'Woman, you are freed from your disability.'" Note that the Bible says a disabling spirit. It was a spirit behind the illness. The kingdom of darkness can be the source of sickness or illness in a person's life. It happened to Job, and it happened to this woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. The final point of attack from the devil is through your inner circle. The enemy seeks to corrupt those who are upright in Christ, and who better to deceive than their loved ones? Because in the end, those who are closest to you are most likely to lead you into corruption. In Job's case, it was his wife who was influenced of the devil. Now, for us, it could be a childhood friend. It could very well be a fellow trusted church member. Or it could be a spouse. That's why the Bible says, "Bad company corrupts good habits." Overall, The best decision you can make is to have a strong and firm faith in God. Job had the devil and all these things working against him. But here's what Job said. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. It's a quite extraordinary level of faith that Job had here. But the bottom line is, he trusted God. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Trust God. When your world appears to be crumbling, trust God. Have faith in Jesus Christ. When your body betrays and you're attacked by illness, continue to trust in the Lord. Come what may, trust in Jesus. Because there is a promise in His Word, a promise that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Trust God. Trust Him because there is a promise that says, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. So don't give up. The devil may attack, but God always wins.
Society gives us so many messages today. We are told how we're supposed to carry ourselves, how we're supposed to speak. In some cases, we're told what to believe. And the thing is, in this day and age, it is increasingly difficult to tell the truth from a lie. Lies are being presented as truth, and sadly, truth is being tainted as lies. And so we need to guard our hearts and minds because we are bombarded with all kinds of influences, all kinds of temptations. There are all kinds of evil forces that are vying for our attention. They are vying for an opportunity to enter our lives and wreak havoc. We need to guard our hearts, our minds, our eyes, our ears because these are all gateways. They are gateways into our lives. Try and picture this scene in Matthew 24, verses 3 through 4. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you." Really think about what's being said there. Watch out that no one deceives you. That tells us that one of the signs of the coming of Christ is that deception in this world will be high. And so for us, the only way that we can avoid being led astray by false teachings, false doctrines, imitators of Christ, is if we know the Lord for ourselves. Develop a personal relationship with God so that no one can deceive you. People of God, when you experience the real presence of God, you're quick to notice when something is off about a preacher. You're quick to notice what kind of atmosphere is in a place. You can notice, you can discern what spirit is in operation, whether it is the spirit of God or Satan masquerading as an angel of light. When you know God, when you experience the Lord for yourself, you're able to discern. You're able to watch out that no one deceives you. So listen, I encourage you to search for an experience with God. We need a real, authentic, personal encounter with God so that we can really separate a genuine move of God from a counterfeit imitation by the devil. And so I believe that we need the Holy Spirit now more than ever before. Because it is with the help of the Holy Spirit that we can have discernment. We can be led to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
In my walk with God, there have been periods of my life where God has allowed me to face certain challenges that I could do nothing about except to pray about it and wait on God. In hindsight, I could see that certain problems God permitted in my life actually brought me closer to Him because they pushed me to seek Him. They pushed me to get on my knees. And dear friend, I'd like to tell you that at one point or another, you will encounter a situation where you are powerless. Putting your hands on a situation won't work. Calling on the resources of friends or acquaintances won't work. And it's when you're in a time like this where you should simply pray. It sounds so simple, but yet we find this to be so difficult to do. We should have an attitude whereby if you come across a situation that's threatening and you've done all that you possibly can, you pray. And you don't just stop there, but to put it in biblical terms, you pray without ceasing. You continue steadfastly in prayer. I encourage you to pray. Pray through the situation you're in. Don't get tired. Don't be weary. But continue steadfastly in prayer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.